contribute $90,000 plus to your solo 401k? Hey everyone, Adam Bergman here, tax attorney and founder of IRA Financial. Welcome to another episode of Adam Talks. Today's podcast, Tricks to the Trade, how in the right circumstances, you can contribute way more than the annual income limitation of $69,000 or $76,500 if you're over 50 to a solo 401k. And the best news is this can be used for 23 or 24. So how am I getting around this limitation, right? The IRS has said clearly that the most you can put away in 2024 is 66K, and that's broken down with employee deferrals and profit sharing, or 76,500 if you're over 50, taking into account employee deferrals and profit sharing. Now, those numbers are a little bit lower in 23 of 66K and 73,500, but based on the same components, employee deferrals and profit sharing. So let's do some examples. You made $100,000 in 2024. You're a sole proprietor. Under 50 years old, you can do $23,000 or plus 20% of your comp or 100, giving you 23 plus 20 or $43,000. If you were over 50, you'd be able to do $30,500 plus 20% of 100 or $50,500. If you had a C or S corp, you'd be able to do the 23 or the 30 plus the 25% of your W-2, again, up to a maximum of 69 or 76.5. So how on God's green earth am I going to give you a roadmap where you can put away more than that? Well, this is the fact pattern that it will work with. So you have a full-time job, okay? You work at Apple, you work at Tesla, you work at IRA Financial. Let's just say you're under 50 years old, okay? You earn 100K, 75K, whatever. You're able to max out or at least put in as much as you can as the employee deferral. So let's say you max out your 401k at Apple. Okay, so you're under 50 years old in 2024, you're gonna be able to put away 23,000 bucks. Okay, so there you go. You got 23. Apple's gonna give you probably a matching contribution, maybe 4 or 5% on top of that. But let's just take that away. Let's just assume, for example purposes and simplicity purposes, that you're just gonna put away 23K. Okay, now here's the fun part. You have a side business, okay? Consulting, whatever, anything side. You sell stuff on eBay, you're a consultant, independent contract, whatever it is. And you have a sole proprietor or a C corp or an S corp, doesn't matter. You have a sole proprietor. Now, so long as there's no common control, there's no control group rule triggering event, meaning clearly you're not going to own more than, you know, 50% or 80% of Apple. So as long as you're not talking about two closely held companies or brother, sister, or parent sub companies. So that's why I've used the example, the extreme of Apple, right? You work at Apple, obviously you don't own 80% of Apple. So you do the 23K there or the 30K if you're over 50. Okay. Now you have a side consulting gig and let's say you make 80 grand. Okay, and we'll play with some numbers, keep it fun. So you make 80 grand. So you already maxed out the employee deferral. So the employee deferral is per individual. If you have access to 3, 4, 5 401ks, or even 2, once you hit your 23 or 30,500 in 2024, you can't do another employee deferral. The employee deferral, once you hit, again, the 23 or the 30,500 for 2024, you're cut. It's a per individual limitation. The profit sharing is per company. Now, again, so long as there's not common control, affiliated service, no parents, brother, sister, Apple and your Adam Bergman consulting business. So let's go back to my example. I made 80K, sole proprietor. I can do 20% of 80 or 16K. Okay. If I was a C or S corp, I could do 25% of 80. But that doesn't get me to 90K. So what am I talking about? Well, if you set up the right solo K, like through IRA Financial, you'll get the opportunity to do what's called a mega backdoor Roth. The mega backdoor Roth is a Roth contribution, so it's not a tax deductible contribution, but the mega backdoor Roth will allow you to go dollar for dollar up to 69K. There's no catch up. So up to 69K, if you're under over 50, 66K and 23. So let's do our example, right? I work at Apple. I also have IT consulting job. Okay. So I put, I'm under 50 still, 23K in the Apple plan. Okay. Now I made 80K doing IT consulting. I can go dollar for dollar of 69K. It's not tax deductible, but it's still Roth. And why is it important? Because I will make a $69,000 after-tax contribution to the solo K. I'm then going to convert it to Roth. There's no tax on the conversion because it's after-tax to Roth. I can leave it in the plan or move it to a Roth IRA and do the conversion there, or I can just do the conversion in the plan. And now what I've done is I was able to take my 23K employee deferral, my 69K Roth. When you do the math, 69 plus 23, you're getting over the 90K. And now I've been able to surpass that $69,000 limitation by doing the mega backdoor. If I just did the employee deferral with Apple and the 20% profit sharing, that wouldn't be as exciting, right? I can do it. It's still an extra $16,000 in deductions on my $80,000 salary that I made as an independent contractor. But it's a lot sexier to be able to go dollar for dollar. So if I want to maximize contributions, this is what I can do. I can do $23,000 to Apple. Then I can do 20% of my 80, $16,000 to my side company. And then the rest I can do in Roth. Okay. So I still will get to the same number, right? Assuming I have enough income, I'm still going to get to the 69 plus the 23 or the 92,000. But I'll be able to generate a little bit more tax deductions. Now, if I don't care about the deductions because all I want is Roth, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the 23 to Apple, and I'm going to go straight 69K, so long as I have enough income, into Roth. So then you have the 69 in the Roth, the 23 to Apple, and I can marry them. Now I have 92,000 bucks for the year. Now I'm only getting the deduction to Apple, but what I'm doing is building up my Roth. And you can do that for 23. So long as you have a plan for 23, or even if you haven't set up a plan in 23, we're sitting now in April 2024, you have the opportunity for your business, whether you're a sole proprietor, single member LLC, C Corp, S Corp, partnership, you could still set up a plan for 2023, so long as you haven't filed your final tax return. So as long as you amended your individual tax return, your S Corp return, which is partnership return, which is due March 15th, your individual Schedule C due April 15th, your C Corp return due April 15th. As long as you've extended and you haven't filed your final return, you can set up a plan in 2024 for the 23 year. And so long as you have enough income from your sole proprietor business, you could do a mega backdoor Roth dollar for dollar of 66K on top of anything else you put into any other company plan. So, right. So whether you work at your company, a publicly traded company or a small business, so long as they have a 401k, hopefully you've been able to put in as much as you can for that business. Now, if you have a side business that's not related, there's no affiliated service, no common control, brother, sister, then you could do a mega backdoor dollar for dollar. Now, if you only earn 40,000 bucks, obviously you can't go above the 40 for the mega backdoor Roth. You'd be limited at your net compensation, whether it's W-2 or Schedules C for that year. So it's the only thing to keep in mind. This strategy works great when you have a full-time gig, full-time job, and then you have a side business that will allow you to do the mega backdoor. The profit sharing is great, but it's only a percentage, but it will potentially give you an additional tax deduction. So what you can do is top it off with the mega backdoor. And I thought the example I just presented, where you max out the Apple plan and then you do the 20% profit sharing or 25%, if you ever see your S Corp, get that deduction and then do the rest in the Roth. That will hopefully give you additional deductions and then give you more Roth. For me, I'm just a big Rother. I'd rather have my money in Roth. My belief is in the next 20, 30 years, I'm going to generate a lot more tax-free gains in my Roth than I would if I just took a tax deduction now. Assuming you pay 30% tax, you know, $20,000 deduction, 30% of 20 is $6,000 bucks. It's good. No accountant will argue that $6,000 deduction helps, generally does, but I think I can generate way more than the $6,000 deduction value by sheltering all my gains from tax once I'm over 59 and a half and my Roth's been open at least 5 years. So this is a little trick that a lot of my clients, not a lot, I wish more did, But anyone that's smart that reaches out with questions or comes to us with fact patterns, a lot of this is fact circumstances, right? If you don't have that side gig or all you have is a side gig, you don't have a full-time job that offers a 401k, you're not going to be able to double dip on this, on these two plan concepts and then marry the mega backdoor, which can go dollar for dollar, and Roth with the employee deferral that also is dollar for dollar. The profit sharing is what upsets this because it's a profit sharing. It's right. It's the 20% if you're a Schedule C sole proprietor, or 25% if you're a guaranteed payment, partnership, S-Corp, C-Corp. So by eliminating that and just going dollar for dollar in Roth and then dollar for dollar in employee deferral, you're going to be able to surpass that $69K for 24, $66K for 23, and then marry the two and put it, potentially you're going to be able to go 24. If you're over 50, you'll be able to do 30,500 plus 69K. So you, in a perfect world, you're almost getting to $100,000, right? 69 plus 30 is 99. So 99,500. The reason I titled this podcast 90 is because if you're under 50, you only can do the 23, and 23 plus 69 is obviously just a little bit over 90. It's not 100, but 90,000, hey, getting 23,000 or 30,500 in tax deductions plus the rest in Roth, 69K in Roth. If you do that for 4 or 5 years, you'll have $300,000-$400,000 in Roth deductions. Assuming you can generate a 9% rate of return in 8 years, you'll double your money, and you'll double your money again and again. So that 400 grand will double in 8 years and then double again in 8 years. And you can have almost $2 million in 16 years. So this matters. The retirement system is rigged in our favor. It's not a zero-sum game. We all could benefit. We all could generate millions of dollars of tax-free in our retirement account. It works. It's the only thing the Democrats and Republicans agree on. It's the only thing Biden and Trump would agree on. It's the retirement system. Why? It's based off simple math, compounded returns, tax deferral. So three things you need to do. You got to start your contributions as early as possible, be consistent, and then be patient and trust the process. The nice thing about this strategy with the solo K is you can make up for lost time. So let's say you just were busy when you were in your 20s, 30s, focused on saving for a house or just paying down your student debt or all kinds of other expenses, traveling. And now you're in your late 30s, 40s, and you're ready to rock and roll and save, making some good money. You can make up for lost time by supercharging your retirement savings, by maxing out your 401k at work. And then if you have a side gig, setting up a solo 401k and then going mega backdoor as far as you can go up to hopefully the maximum, which is 69K and 24. And you're able to do that for a bunch of years, be patient, invest well. You're going to have millions of dollars tax-free. You're going to be one happy person. So you can send me a nice bottle of Pinot Noir in 20 or 30 years when you are in your fancy summer home or winter home, and just think about me and this podcast you listened to 25 years ago about a rant about how you can put away 90,000. The good news with these rules with the solo 401k income limitations is as inflation pops, and we know we're in a high inflation period, the numbers are going to keep going up because they're tiered to inflation. So you can expect year after year that we're going to have greater opportunities to make a backdoor, greater opportunities to put away more money in a 401k and an IRA. So thank you for listening. If you're watching on YouTube, I really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. It's a weekly podcast that I've been doing for over 5 years. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. I do. It's a lot of fun. If you have a comment or question, please, please, please leave it. I look forward to reading all the comments and questions. If you have ideas about a future podcast topic, please share it. Also, if you don't mind rating the podcast, or at least giving it hopefully a good review, that will help boost the podcast and algorithm world and allow more people to listen and hopefully learn from it, so more of us could mega backdoor and supercharge our retirement savings. Because again, for the record, it's not a zero-sum game. We all could be tax-free millionaires at retirement. And this strategy I talked about today, marrying the mega backdoor Roth from a side gig with employee deferrals from a full-time business, is an amazing, amazing way and a golden ticket to get there. So thanks again. Have a great day. And I will see everyone again next week. Thanks.